temptation to call, and that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sunshine we shine together, told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend, so for no thumbs to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella, you can stand under my umbrella.
Rihanna, Jay-Z with Umbrella on Eastside.
I love that song. Such a good throwback.
It is, except in 2016, Gerald Johnson suffered a heart attack. He was a priest, and he briefly died for like a few seconds. And he said that when he did, he went to hell and demons were singing this exact song.
That Rihanna song.
Yeah, that Rihanna, Umbrella.
Wait. Two things. First, why that song? Second thing, a priest going to hell.
I know, you think?
Aren't priests supposed to go to heaven?
Exactly. Because you know how you can like technically like...
clinically be dead.
Yeah, that's it. Dead, yeah. Announced dead for like 2 seconds or whatever.
And then back to life.
Exactly, yeah.
So that was the song you heard. And he went to hell.
Firstly, he went to hell. And then secondly, he heard that exact song. I would have thought he would have heard like S&M by Rihanna.
Like, I would have like, thought like, I don't know, Gangnam Style or something. Like Baby Shark or something. Really, really bad. Not like a pretty good song.
I know, right? So he said, my spirit left my physical body and I thought I was going upwards because I thought I had done so much good in my lifetime and helped so many people and basically made decisions that were godly decisions as opposed to going down.
So he's gone to hell instead. So how did he die? He had a heart attack. And then he was dead for 2 seconds. And then
I don't know how many seconds he was pronounced dead for, but obviously, you know, defibs. Thank God. Or whatever.
Brought back to life.
Yeah, brought back to life.
That was the song?
I know, right? And honestly, there was a show on Netflix called Surviving Death. And it's a docuseries that explores people's personal stories and like research on near-death experiences, reincarnation and whatever.
That's actually interesting.
And none of them ended up in hell. So why is this priest sharing publicly
okay, that he went to hell? Okay, do we think that hell is even real? Like, do you believe in all that kind of stuff?
I used to. Because like obviously that's how I was like raised, Catholic school or whatever.
School and stuff.
You know. Don't heaven sin,
and
otherwise.
It's very like sin and sin, heaven and hell, very black and white.
Exactly. Then when I was 12, I was in Japan at this like temple at the top of this like literally like 1,000 stairs I had to walk up. And in this temple,
that sounds like hell.
It was. But there were like these really graphic images that had been like around for, I don't know, centuries, whatever.
What?
I know. And it was like of hell. And I was so scared. And then I asked this like Japanese friend that we had at the time, like Mr. Mizaki-san, and he said, yeah, that's what happens when you go to hell. And I was like crying, and then dad's like, okay, hell does not exist. And mum got so mad because
dad was like, yeah, she's raised you as a Catholic.
And exactly. And dad was like, hell does not exist. Heaven doesn't exist. When you die, you die. And I was like, oh, thank God. And I feel so much better. And I was like, now I can just do whatever I want and not worry about going to hell.
And so what song would you want to listen to? If you were clinically dead for a couple of seconds, what would your song that you'd choose to listen to if you were in hell?
Oh, I'm sticking by
Baby Shark. That is the worst song.
Well, I would want to just listen to Justin Bieber, but I know Taylor Swift would be playing. repeat.
Well, we're talking about Taylor Swift. We've got a story about Taylor Swift coming up on the show. A lot of people angry with her.
Oh, what did she do now?
I'll get into it next. But first, let's go into another song. This is a fresh one.
This reminds me of my first...
Wild African parents.
They were bugging your mum. Still pass on the tale of the kind and wise boy Shay, who released their great-great-great-great-grandparents into the wild so they could live free on the wing in the jungles of Maputo.
Futu. Yeah.
That's a good story, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we should play a song. And I think we should play a song. Let's stick with the elephant theme because you want to have an elephant. This is an interesting elephant song. It's a good one. It's by Syd Barrett.
Yeah.
And it's called The Effervescing Elephant.
This when I'm around you, how I come alive. When I'm without you, I can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Smith there with Stargazing. You're listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside with Alex and Ollie.
I'd love to know what Taylor Swift has done. You teased it, now tell us.
So, everyone is pretty upset with Taylor Swift. We all know she's had a huge year. She's touring the world with her, what's it called? The Eras Tour.
Yeah.
She's released her brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department, in April, so she's had a pretty big year, but everyone is accusing her of blocking other artists from having their moment to shine.
Oh, stop. Why would she want to take away from other people's success? She's already a billionaire.
Exactly. She's got millions and millions of dollars. She's got her tour that's going so well. She's got number one albums in like every single country, and they're saying, so Charlie XCX, you know that singer behind that song, Boom, Clapping. Yep, I don't care. I love it. She's got some good songs. She just released a brand new album recently called Brat. Mm. And the day she released it, Taylor Swift released a UK only
oh my God.
rendition of her album that came out in April. So she's re-releasing these special editions of her album. There's vinyls, there's digital-only versions, there's acoustic, there's instrumental. She's releasing this, and this time it was a UK-only edition because that's where Charlie's from, that's where her biggest fan base are. And fans are saying, well, she's obviously released it only in the UK to stop Charlie from reaching number one, which is what happened. Charlie reached number two.
And I...
Taylor sat at the top. But you've had 4 weeks, 5 weeks, probably like 3 months already of having a number one album.
I feel maybe there's some record or some award that you win if you, the longer you stay on number one. It'll be like, Taylor Swift stayed number one for like a year. Here's a...
But it's like, she always preaches that she's about feminism and like girl power and all that kind of stuff. But
well,
like,
other examples.
Yeah, well, I mean, also a couple of months ago, Billie Eilish released her new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Same thing happened. The day... Billy went to go release her album. Taylor released new vinyl records, new digital editions to try and stop Billy from getting to number one. And the same thing happened. Billy debuted at number two in the US.
She has any day of the week to do that. Is there another example? Because, like, she could easily play, like, oh, it was only two times. It was an accident.
Well, it's now becoming a meme because people are now saying anytime an artist, like, I think Sabrina Carpenter announced that she, this Please, Please, Please song a couple of weeks ago, Dua Lipa was releasing an album, and people are saying, oh, guys, watch.
Oh,
Sabrina's just announced a new song. Taylor's going to release the undercover, underwater, digital, instrumental, acoustic version, online-only edition to try and block it. 100%.
With Sabrina Carpenter, because she was, what, she was the
support act.
Support act for Taylor Swift. And now Sabrina is not as big as Taylor, getting but bigger. She's getting there.
She's had a rise to stardom.
And she's gorgeous. She's young. She's blonde. She's basically everything that Taylor Swift is except like 10 years younger.
Yeah. So, and you've got to be careful as well. I think Sabrina Carpenter got into trouble from Taylor, we think, because obviously Taylor Swift has a bit of beef with the Kardashians. Always has.
Yeah.
And Kanye Sabrina West. Apparently did a campaign with Kim's
Skims
activewear, and so they're saying maybe that's the start of the bit of a feud between Sabrina and Taylor. But it is funny because the Billie Eilish one a couple of weeks ago, Billie sort of came out in an interview and said that she's sick of artists not being sustainable. Like, she wants to make music that doesn't, like, that's good for the environment, not releasing all these different vinyl editions that are, you know, takes a lot of energy to produce.
You're
and
right.
All this stuff like carbon emissions and stuff. So Billie came out and said this, and then the week that Billie released her album, Taylor releases all these vinyl editions that stopped Billie from getting number one. So she is interesting.
She is so going to release something else when Sabrina's album comes out, because she would not be happy. She'd be like, I gave you life. She was a support act for everything. Now Sabrina's almost just as big.
I just reckon, like, you've had your, I mean, she's still like the biggest artist in the world, but like let other people have a chance to shine. And when we did see a couple of weeks ago, she kicked off her tour in the UK and she was backstage with like Prince William and all the kids.
Oh yeah.
Did you see that?
Literally, did
that
you see the
awesome,
video
yeah.
of like Prince William dancing to
along,
Shake It Off?
Like, those kids would be like backstage. They're probably going to school the next day. Like, yeah, we were backstage with Taylor Swift. And Travis Kelce was there as well.
Literally. And can I just say that as of 2024, Taylor's net worth is $1.3 billion.
Oh.
She could just retire. She doesn't have to continue.
Exactly. Just go have a holiday after you've finished your tour. Let the other people have their chance to shine.
Literally. I'd be like, that's it. I'm done. Jet off to somewhere.
Well, we're going to get into a Taylor Swift song now. And this name of the song could be what she's been thinking about, what I've just said, Alex. It's Don't Blame Me, and it's playing on Eastside 89.7.
Don't blame me. Love made me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Lord, save me. My drug is my baby. I'll be using for the rest of my life. I've been breaking hearts a long time and toying with the older guys just to play things for me to use. Something happened for the first time in the darkest little paradise, shaking place, and I just need you. For you, I would cross the line. I would.
keeper. Now I'm your taxi. On my knees to stay.
Don't blame me, love made me crazy. If it doesn't, you ain't doing it right. Lord, save me, my drug is my baby. I'll be using for the rest of my life.
Blame Me, Taylor Swift on East Side with Alex and Ollie.
Yeah, Alex, now I've got to get into this. This is a brand new trend taking over the UK and America at the moment. Obviously, they're in their summer, so a lot of people are out drinking. There's festivals, parties, day drinking, whatever. We're obviously not quite yet there. But there's talk that this could be coming to
down under to Australia for just in time for our summer. It's called zebra striping. Have you ever heard of it?
No, never.
So they're saying they're now using, drinkers who are going out are now using the zebra striping method to completely like transform their nights out.
What? Tell us, how does
no,
it work?
Because nobody wants to wake up the next day hungover, like you write the day off, you're in bed, you got a headache, you've ordered greasy food. No one wants that, but you obviously still want the fun of being drunk and, you know, like having a good time. You don't want to be sober
living
on a night
life.
Out, living your life, but without the, like,
the
next
consequences.
Day consequences. Exactly. So what people are doing is they're now zebra striping, where they'll be on a night out, they'll have an alcoholic drink, they'll have another alcoholic drink, then boom, they'll have a Diet Coke or a lemonade or a juice or a water or something non-alcoholic.
Are you kidding
in
me?
In between.
I have why aren't people drinking water on a night out? This is not... Oh, my God. That actually is crazy that people are actually making an effort to, like, drink water on a night out. For every alcoholic beverage I have a glass of water.
Yeah.
And I never get hungover when I do that. When I don't drink water... Oh my goodness, I'm hungover.
But I think as well, it's more so not just the water, because I think drinking too much water can also be like detrimental. It's like mixing up. Like you have a beer, you have another beer, you might have a mocktail, you might have a lemonade, then you go back onto a cocktail or a vodka mixer. So you're just like mixing the drinks in a sense that you're not doing like alcohol. You're breaking it up, but you're not losing the intoxication. You're just making it not be so painful the next day.
That's fair. Mixing between alcoholic and non-alcoholic. The risk is the hangover is so much worse when sugar is involved. Sugary drinks.
Those like El Camino frozen margaritas.
They're bad. So that's why having a soft drink is a bit risky if you're going to have a lot of alcohol and then a soft drink, because it's just your stomach is not going to be happy. Water, 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 water all the way.
Yeah.
Every single alcoholic beverage have the same amount in water.
Especially in the summer when it's so hot.
Yeah, and it's the only thing that can sober you up is time. Let's remember that. No bread, no water, no... I'm not going to say barfing. Sometimes it actually does feel a bit better.
There's also scientists have said actually that like it could actually make having water in between your drinks and having like a couple of drinks, proper glass of water, a couple of other drinks, proper glass of water can actually help the taste of the alcoholic drinks. Because they're saying the more strong flavors that you have bombarding your tongue, like different cocktails, beers, like vodka, you're actually robbing each drink of its distinctiveness taste. So having water in between actually helps reset your tongue palate so that wow. the taste and like the flavor of the next drink is actually like, oh yeah, this is really good because you're like resetting it.
Oh my gosh, that's what mixologists?
Yeah, mixologists.
That's what I would say, 100%.
Yeah, so like that's it. But also there's evidence that the younger generations aren't drinking as much as our parents, basically.
Oh yeah, I believe
big,
that.
Binge drinkers. So maybe drinking water and stuff and like other non-alcoholic beverages in between can help sort of sustain your night out.
You know what? It's definitely it's a different generation. Drinks yeah. now are so expensive.
So expensive.
That's why.
Especially in Sydney.
Exactly.
In the eastern suburbs here, it's like
$25 for a cocktail.
$16 for Vodka Rebel.
No. Are you joking?
Not even kidding. And half the time, you're getting like
kidding me?
Half of the can of Red Bull because I put in all the ice.
I would have thought it would have been like $9 no, for it. Wow, expensive. That's insane.
So maybe, yeah, maybe it's cheaper as well. Prolong your night, sustain it, have a couple of non-alcoholic beverages in there. You don't have to like stop drinking. Just have a bit of a gap in between so that you're not feeling super, super hungover.
Do you always drink water on a night out? Because I feel like you're definitely the type that just go like,
I always
you
forget.
Go hard.
I always forget. And then my friend's like, go get some water. I'm like, okay. And then I'll have like three cups. And then I'll be like, oh, now I feel sick.
Yeah, Ollie on a night out.
At least I don't fall into bushes.
Ah, oh, bunny. No, I don't know who you're talking about.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up, yeah. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. My light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more, and days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours. I can't pretend, I can't ignore you right from me. Don't think you wanna know just where I've been. Oh, don't be distracted. The one I need is right in my arms. Your kisses taste the sweetest with mine. And I'll be right here with you till the end.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. My light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Peaches by Justin Bieber featuring Daniel Caesar and Gideon on East Side.
You love that song, don't you? You love that artist. Isn't that your favourite?
Yeah, that song's alright, but Justin Bieber. Yeah, love him.
Guys, we've got some good news. Starting off this weekend, the Bondi Winter Festival is back.
Mm.
So you can go check it out. Bondi Transform. There's the ice rink if you want to try ice skating. Have you ever tried ice skating, Alex?
Yes, who hasn't?
There's that. There's the Ferris wheel. There's like all these cool food trucks and stuff for the kids, so definitely go check it out. It goes from the 5th of July to the 22nd, I believe. So that'll be fun.
I'll definitely check that out. I remember last year was so good. It's at Bondi Beach, right?
Yeah, right on the beach, like the promenade there, so you won't miss it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Everyone's in Europe right now. Seth is there.
I know, still.
He left us here alone, but he'll be back next time.
He'll be back on the show. We've got some holidays planned, though. It's always good to have a holiday book. You've got New York?
Yeah, like for the first time. Like in Christmas, forever. December, yeah. Yeah, I haven't traveled overseas since pre-COVID, so it's been like 4 years.
Get that passport out. Get it, the dust off it.
I know, well, having a mortgage, you have other, you know,
responsibilities.
Exactly. Stuff like that, yeah. Exactly. So I'm going with my cousin. Mm. Are you going anywhere?
I'm going to Bali in 3 days.
What? Really? Are you actually?
I actually have.
Stop it.
So that'd be good.
How'd I know?
Hopefully, I don't get locked up in Corobe Can or like fall off a motorbike. But
when did you plan that?
It was pretty last minute, like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, very last minute.
Six mates going to Bali.
Oh my god! I didn't even know what that
took. I'm going to try to bring a monkey back because I want a pet monkey.
That is.
But I also don't want to go to jail.
Don't be a Justin Bieber.
Did
remember
he have when a pet he, monkey
for ages and then he like ran away?
No. Fair enough. On that note, that has been us for tonight. Another big show here on Breaking Waves.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Alex Healy and Ollie Shelbourne here on Eastside 89.7.
Bye. Mama
called me and she happy with the girl. Never ever fall for a party, that's enough. I've been in the club and taking shots. If you got your mask off in the photo, you getting crap. Hopping out the front, shut the CVS is like a black away. Bought a moisturizer, my ice cold is dry on my face. Don't need that VVS, my ice is fake. Your life is fake, I choose to do it for my pocket's sake. You're basing your opinions so what the major says. I renovate the bad energy I erase. Yeah, I don't really ever wanna talk, 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 talk. Only really ever wanna talk, 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 talk. Guess I'm going back to the side, 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 side. At least this money never really stops, stop, stop, stop. Hey, little mama, yeah, you heard about me. I'ma pop you like a pea, yeah, at a mommy. Yeah, I feel so hot like I'm chilling on the beach. Yeah, baby in the sun like the Teletubbies. Singing low while I pop a bottle off of y'all. Chain swinging, clang, clang, and it costs a lot. Bitch, I'm always up to Guala, yeah, and you are not badass, beep. Keep on going till you hit the spot, whoa. I'm a big bag hunter with the bow. She got a big bed, never drop a low. Mama called me and she happy with the grow. Never ever fall for a thotty, that's a nose.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.
Eastside Radio would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which we broadcast, the Gadigal, the Bidjigal and the Birrabirragal. We extend our acknowledgement to mob all across the nation. We pay respects to elders past, present and future. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Thank you so much for joining me on Eastside Radio 89.7 FM. You are tuned to Planet Romanistan, which is a program that celebrates Romani Kale, Vlach, Dom, Lom, Manush, Sinti, Romani Shal, and every other clan, otherwise known as Gypsy. We celebrate the music, the culture, wherever it might be around this planet. And I'm your super privileged host, Sarah Bedak, from the Sydney-based band Lolo Lavina. It's my absolute pleasure to be with you tonight. We're going to hear a bit of music from all over the world. True Planet Romanistan style. We're going to hear some Romani artists or from other clans that I just mentioned. Some Kale from Spain. And we're also going to hear some music by artists who are influenced by those styles. And the artist first up is one of those, Fatima Spa und die Freedom Fries. They're a 16-bit band based in Germany, and their singer is likened to Turkey's answer to Regina Spektor. She's got a really unique, flexible, unmistakable voice. We're going to hear Egyptian Ella, Fatima Spa und die Freedom Fries.